Just kind of curious in terms of checkpoint inhibitors in breast cancer, patient with metastatic disease who's in good condition, particularly if they're triple negative with, you know, running out of options, or in any situation, do you do MSI testing?
So we do in-house next-generation sequencing on a large proportion of our patients with metastatic breast cancer. MSI testing, as well as tumor mutational burden, is part of that profile. Of course, MSI deficient status is really uncommon in breast cancer, but I have seen a couple of cases. I have yet to use a checkpoint inhibitor in those cases, not because I wouldn't, but because we just haven't gotten to that point in their disease.
So if you had a patient like that, would you, I mean, obviously you're going to have to look at a lot of other things, but would you say use it before chemo?
Well, I don't know if I'd use it before chemotherapy. I mean, it's typically, well, so if it's in the setting of triple negative disease, I would tend to use it with chemotherapy because I think we have more robust data with the atezolizumab study than anything else.
We're going to do that anyhow, even if they're MSI negative,
right,
probably. But what about everybody else? You know, you get ER positive, they run out of hormones.
Right. So in that setting, I'd probably use it. You know, whether I used it before chemotherapy or after chemotherapy would depend on the status of the patient. There were very, very, very few breast cancer patients in that cohort of individuals that led to the approval of Pembro for MSI deficient disease. And so my confidence in it as a single agent in breast cancer is still somewhat limited. So if I had a patient who was really symptomatic, I'd probably still reach for chemotherapy.
Makes sense.